There are a number of things that continue to be really, really problematic with respect to potentially opening the site. We also have an ongoing problem with truth and transparency with respect to what happened at the site historically, environmentally, and also what is continuing to happen today. So I am very concerned about opening this site to the public. I don't think it's safe. I don't think the evidence shows it's safe. It is not recent and updated information with respect to past and ongoing contamination issues, and that's the basis of the lawsuit. Then we also have issues of truth and transparency and the fact that it's so difficult for people to find any information about what happened at the site and why it continues to be dangerous. So I think that that we need to continue to make people aware of why this is a potentially dangerous site, why it should not be open to the public, and ongoing issues with contamination, truth and transparency, and the status of the site.
Is there a lack of information because of a concerted effort to hide that information from people? Or is it just that it's slipping from people's memory because we're seeing new people moving into the area who really have no idea about what happened at Rocky Flats?
Well, I think it's true in both of those instances. The last EPA report we have from the site is from 2005. It's old information, and it shows, again, the site is not safe for development. And development is happening so very quickly out there. People are not looking at the status of the site, and certainly that information is not being transferred and revealed to the public. We've had a lot happen since 2005. We had a big flood, and there was a lot of water and soil transport off-site and contamination issues there. And then, of course, the other thing that's going on right now is that we have this new health study going on. Metropolitan State College of Denver and Colorado State University and other organizations and entities are involved in this health study, and it's showing some very specific things. It's showing rare cancers and blood disorders tied to plutonium. There is a new study that's happening now with respect to epilepsy, and we have clusters of epilepsy in neighborhoods around Rocky Flats, and there's some real things happening here that we must pay attention to. If people choose to live near the site, to buy a house out there, or to hike or bike near the area, or God forbid, on the area, they need to know that these dangers exist and that we do have ongoing, continuing health issues that are quite serious in nature.
If after only about 20 years, it's already slipping from public consciousness, and if you look at the half-life of plutonium being tens of thousands of years, it seems like there's a huge challenge around creating a permanent consciousness for thousands of years into the future about the legacy of what is in the ground in this area.
Well, that's the enormous challenge that we face. And the first thing we have to do is acknowledge the fact that it happened, that this is what we did. We produced nuclear pits for plutonium pits for nuclear weapons, more than 70,000. Each one carries enough breathable particles of plutonium to kill every person on Earth, and plutonium has a half-life of 24,000 years. This is a huge, huge challenge in terms of how to deal with the site and development around the site, potential development, and also just how do we tell the story. We're not telling the story now. People who buy houses out there or drive by the site, there's nothing there to commemorate what actually happened. We have the Cold War horse, the horse in the red suit that stands near the site by artist Jeff Geip. And right now, that is the only place that people can go to read a little plaque about what actually happened at the site. So the first thing we have to do is commemorate it and create a museum that will tell the full story and not just advocate for people to, to press the belief that the site is safe and people should go hiking out there. No, we need a real museum that tells the full story, and we need signs, and then we need to make sure that we carry this story forward into future generations for my children, our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, because this is going to be an environmental and a health issue for a very, very long time.
A lot of the discussion around Rocky Flats has an historic tinge to it, that it was part of the Cold War. This happened in the past, but the nuclear arsenal is very much alive and well. And you know, President Obama invested trillions of dollars into maintaining and increasing the nuclear arsenal. Now, Donald Trump threatening nuclear war with North Korea. So it seems like nuclear weapons, it's still very much an issue that continues to impact us.
Well, that's exactly why the Rocky Flats story is so important. We cannot design and produce nuclear weapons without harming the environment and without harming people. Those of us who grew up around Rocky Flats, we were Cold War warriors. It's just that no one told us. This is a very timely and relevant issue. In fact, I just co-wrote an article that appeared in The Guardian last week about this very issue. And this is why we cannot let Rocky Flats become the poster child of how the Department of Energy says that it can clean up the site and make it livable. For one thing, that's not true. It's not a cleaned up site and it's not livable. And we should be looking at Rocky Flats as a poster child of what to avoid in the future. We can't let this happen again. Regardless of how a person might feel about whether or not we need nuclear weapons in this country. And I think, you know, like most people, I hope that we can work toward a world where we do not have nuclear weapons.